الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Yesterday we did a majority of Surah At-Tawbah, and as Brother Norman pointed out last night, Surah At-Tawbah deals a lot with issues which took place towards the end of the prophethood of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they relate to issues concerning jihad, and because of that it is one of the favorite surahs quoted by non-Muslims. But in any case, it is a surah that you should study, because you know, some of the verses which are quoted from the surah, they're usually out of context, because if you look at them in the bigger picture, read the verses before and afterwards, you will find that there is a balance on both sides. If you read actually the surah, the tafsir of it, you will find that balance is there, and that in itself is an answer to people who criticize the Quran or the surah in general. But what I want to talk about is a verse later on, towards the end of the 10th juz. It's a story of Tha'labah ibn Hatib. He was a person who came to the Prophet ﷺ and requested him to make dua that he becomes rich. Now, many of us, we have this same kind of feeling inside us, that if I was rich, then I would donate to such and such a charity, and I would give to my poor relatives who live over there, and so on and so forth. But when it comes down to it, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does bless us, then there are very few people who stand up to that promise and go through with it. So Tha'labah ibn Hatib, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make dua that I become rich. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam resisted and said that it is better for you to remain in the state that you are, and you fulfill the right of the wealth that you have. But he continued to insist. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you not want to follow in my footsteps, the footsteps of poverty and the footsteps of simple living? So he still insisted, so the Prophet ﷺ finally relented and he made dua for him. And his goats that he had, there was so much barakah in them that he had to move from Medina, and he had to buy a farm on the outside of the city, and it continued to grow until the Prophet ﷺ, he sent a collector of zakat to take the zakat from his wealth. So he started complaining. He said, you know, this zakat, it seems just like jizya. You know, jizya that you take from the non-Muslims, the tax, it seems just like that. So he gave it a couple more times, and then finally, after 2 or 3 years, he just stopped giving zakat altogether. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he heard about this, he said, "Way Tha'labah," you know, may Tha'labah be destroyed, or may he be disgraced. This is the translation of that. And then when Tha'labah heard that the Prophet ﷺ said this, he came. Now inside he was still a hypocrite. He was a munafiq, and because of the fact that he was being disgraced in public by the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ had said this about him, he wanted to set the record straight, and he came and tried to give the zakat to the Prophet ﷺ, to which the Prophet refused. He didn't want to take his wealth. So after the Prophet ﷺ died, Tha'labah tried to again come to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and try to give him the wealth of the zakat. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu refused. And then in the time of Umar, the same thing. And the time of Uthman, the same thing. Finally, in the time of Uthman, he died. And these Sahaba, these Khulafa, they continued to refuse on the basis that the Prophet ﷺ, he refused to take your zakat, so why should we take it? So then he died in the state of hypocrisy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this person, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهِ. There are some people who made a promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِنْ آتَانَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. They made the promise that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us from his fadl, from his blessing, then most certainly we will give sadaqah, and most certainly we will be pious. But the reality is, what happens? فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ بَخِلُوا بِهِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does give from his fadl, he becomes stingy. These people become stingy. وَتَوَلَّوا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. And they turn their back and they ignore the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَعَاقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَهُ بِمَا أَخْلَفُ اللَّهُ مَا وَعَدُهُ وَبِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put nifaq and hypocrisy into their hearts because of the fact that they broke the promise that they made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of the fact that they lied. So just think along these lines, that first and foremost, we should be thankful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And we should always look at the people who have less than us, and that will make us more grateful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us wealth, then we should always fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that wealth by giving the zakat, making sure we give to the charities that are asking for it, all the projects that are going on, so that in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we can say that, oh Allah, from the wealth that you gave me, from the amana that you gave me, from the trust that you gave me, I used it to the best of my capability in these good works, and to please you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the lesson that we learn from this, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. Your brother Samir has some announcements, inshallah.